Welcome to Dynamite in the Brain!
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.
Hello, I'm Ryan Smith, your host for the next half hour. This is our special 100th episode of Dynamite in the Brain. So without further ado, let's meet the teams. First up, he's the regular co-host of the Dynamite in the Brain podcast. It's Anthony Askew.
Hello.
Hey.
And his partner, it's the East Midlands Bane himself, Greg Driver.
Yes.
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 Their opponents tonight from across the Irish Sea, it's the keepers of the secret of the Sailor Madness, Niall Flanagan and Dwayne Maloney. Yeah.
Hello. Yay. We are the twin fists of the second skull.
Shit, I didn't know that.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, sorry.
Oh, okay, grand.
Okay, our first round is Guess the Crossover Round. I'm going to read the teams the synopsis of a crossover fan fiction. All they have to do is guess what it is that is crossing over. Greg, you can go first.
Hey.
When Toby screws up while the Akatsuki are attempting to capture the Bijou, the whole organization finds themselves in Lima, Ohio. What will this bring to everyone, and how many stories will begin? Can you identify the two things which are crossing over in that?
Howie, Greg, it's easy!
It's easy? No, I'm unable to.
Not even one of them?
Oh, you've got to get one!
One of them is... I'm still drawing a blank. I'm terrible at this. Sorry.
Do you want to step in and help your
yeah,
team?
Yeah, I'll pick them up off the ground with this one. It's obviously Naruto.
Yes.
And I was kind of grey on the other one, so I'm just going to guess Bleach. Why not?
No. Oh, Bleach does not take place in Lima, Ohio. Secret of the Sailor Madness. Do you want to steal the point?
I don't know. What do you think, Nell? Say about a bell? I don't know where that is.
Lima, Ohio? Where are you from?
Is that by the beach? I don't know.
I'm going to guess some like American TV show. Don't know. Weeds, why not?
Now I'm afraid it was a Glee Naruto crossover.
That sounds glorious.
Oh, okay, yeah. This one goes over to the secret of the Sailor Madness. Niall?
Yes?
When Naruto dreams of the crow that Itachi gifted to him, he wonders why there was another boy chasing the same bird. A story in which Naruto is thrust into the realm of kings and dragons with the sole consequence of him not remembering how he got there or where he came from.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
But I think one of them is Naruto.
Yeah.
And just with the whole stuff in there, is the other one Game of Thrones?
You are correct.
All right.
Okay, back over to Dynamite in the Brain. Anthony.
Yes.
It was a cold December evening in Gotham City when the Batman first met the Fox. It was also the beginning of the worst crises ever to confront Gotham City in its dark night. An unprecedented gathering has turned its eye towards the city, determined to bring about its destruction. By the end of the conflict, a hero would rise and a man would fall.
Wow, obviously Batman. I got Fox, that's all I got.
I think it's Batman and Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Well, I was thinking, I was no joke, I was actually thinking that, but I think it would be a little bit out of context for the show. But
might be Naruto again.
I'm going to say, yeah, Batman and Naruto.
You are correct, yes. God. I believe that is a fanfic where the Batman gets possessed by the Fox.
That sounds, I would love to see some artwork for that.
Wait, is it called like Foxman now, or?
Bat Fox.
No,
okay, Dwayne. I haven't pronouncing this name right. Cillan or Killen, C-I-L-A-N, and Iris get married and move to, of all places, Twin Peaks, Washington. There they are caught up in a murder investigation.
So Cillan.
No, it's just C-I-L-A-N. So there's no R in there.
C-I-L-A-N.
Yes.
Klein. I don't know. I don't even know how to say that myself. well, obviously Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Iris. Iris was the other character's name.
Iris.
We got this, Greg.
Yeah.
Well, I don't got this one. No, I don't have a clue. Do you have any idea, no?
Ben 10. I don't know. Nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to steal it, DITB?
Well, Greg, were you thinking... I'm thinking it's Pokemon, but I'm not on the answer. But are they characters from the Pokemon games?
Might well be Pokemon. I did, for a second, think, oh my goddess, but then I thought maybe not.
Well, it must be some form of, like, detective characters, I would imagine. Just with the Twin Peaks, but...
I'm just looking at the names, you know? I mean, they don't have to be detectives.
Oh, I'm Googled them. You're doing a cheater on me, team.
No, I'm not Googling anything, mate. I'm just
Do you think it's Pokemon? Because...
Do you want to go with Pokemon? Should we go
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say you're probably right.
You're correct, yes. It's Pokemon Twin Peaks crossover.
Yes!
It is Pokemon.
The first name, I was like, that's totally a Pokemon name.
Why didn't you say that, then?
After you said Pokemon, I was like, oh yeah, they have those names that you can't freaking pronounce.
Rokey doke. Back to you, Greg.
Yes.
Should be a little easier. When Sonic the Hedgehog, Tails and Shadow are strangely transported to Albert Square, they cause havoc wherever they go.
Is this real?
You're going to have to link me to this afterwards, because I want to read this. This is EastEnders and Sonic the Hedgehog.
You are correct, yes.
Oh my god.
Okay, Niall. Shortly after losing his arm, Shanks has to teach lessons to a friend's kids because of a huge debt. However, every single one of these lessons involves having a fake arm ripped off.
Oh! Brilliant. That is so clever.
Oh my god.
Yeah, well, that's One Piece anyway. But was there anything else about those kids this guy teach? Or...
Don't tell them, Brian.
Nope. No, you've had the entire clue.
I know what it is, but...
You know what it is, do you?
I was surprisingly prepared for this. I've been watching nothing but this all weekend.
Okay, Dwayne.
Arrested Development.
Yes, it's One Piece Arrested Development crossover.
That's why you don't become Pirate King.
Okay, Greg. Pocahontas tries to sell solar panels to Spike, but Spike refuses. Jet, however, is quite interested.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's really easy.
well, that's obviously Sailor Moon and...
Whoa! Hold on. You should... Careful where you go with that one. Go ahead if you want to answer.
Spike and Jet. That's... No, wait, it's not what I'm thinking of. Go ahead, ask me.
Well, I don't know whether Pocahontas is a bit of a red herring with
Sailor
that.
Moon. Pocahontas, yeah.
Is she from Sailor Moon, is she?
No, she's not. She's now. But...
All right, well, obviously Cowboy Bebop, being Spike and Jet. Yeah. But...
Just say Pocahontas from Disney.
I'm going to say Disney's Pocahontas.
Yeah, Disney's Pocahontas.
Yes, you're correct.
Oh, phew.
Selling solar panels? That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
I know. Okay, Niall.
Mm-hmm.
When Sho and gang get stranded on an alien world, they get some help from a bunch of Americans. This is incredibly difficult to guess for that.
Why are we getting the hard one?
I know that one already.
Sho and gang. Is that the whole clue?
That is the whole clue. When Sho and gang get stranded on an alien world, they get some help from a bunch of Americans. I think there's enough in there. There's a cryptic crossword clue.
Okay, how is Sho spelt?
Sho.
The only Sho I can think of is the man, the Sho Fukamachi, who was the Giver.
That's okay. One of them, yes. So
that's what I was going to go for you. But...
Just need to guess who the bunch of Americans are.
A bunch of Americans are. On an alien planet.
Is that a clue, or is it the cast of Saved by the Bell on an alien planet?
I will say Stargate.
You are correct, Stargate. Hey.
That's well played.
Mm. Okie doke. Anthony, back to you. A powerful villain returns, and he is determined to have his revenge upon Loki. It would take the combined might of Stern Build's heroes and the Avengers to defeat him.
So Tiger and Bunny.
Yes.
And The Avengers?
Yes, you're correct. Yes.
Okay. I didn't need any help with that one, Greg, so sorry. Whew. God, yes.
Okay, the next round is I Can't Believe My Sister Is Around in a Stupid Podcast Quiz. Returning from the last time we had an all-quiz episode. In this round, the teams must try and complete the titles of light novels that have had one word removed. All these titles are taken from the fantastic InTitleBot Twitter feed. Okay. I won't stop blanking on you until you cry.
I won't stop blanking on you until you cry. Throwing ice cream.
Okay.
Bleeding. Could be anything.
Just one. Just one will do.
Yeah. I'll go bleeding. We'll go bleeding.
I won't stop shaking my dandruff on you until you cry.
I won't stop sweating on you until you cry.
I'm going to go with I won't stop hitting on you until you cry, because that could be both violent and sexual.
Oh, this is just one guy being really mean to someone.
Apparently it's called I won't stop walking on you until you cry. Okay, here's a sequel now to one we had in the last time we played this. Anubis 2, How I Was Proposed To by Several Blanks. And if you remember, Anubis is apparently something about a guy who is a Mongolian death worm.
I was supported by several swarthy sailors from the South Seas of Somalia.
No, it was How I Was Proposed To by Several Demi-Humans. Okay, My Girlfriend is a Blank Fairy.
My girlfriend is a hairy fairy. Make of that what you will.
My girlfriend is a horrendous excuse for a fairy.
My girlfriend is a washing up fairy.
No, it's my girlfriend is a battle fairy.
Hot.
Okay, Greg. Convenience stores managed by high school girls are blank.
Badly stocked.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There's no way to get this crunchy out of a recession.
Convenience stores managed by high school girls are bad at making breakfast baps.
Island it's breakfast baps.
Like, why would I go to a convenience store? Oh yeah, because I'm on the road and trying to get one of them.
Yeah, I've experienced those and had to tell people not to put things in. It's like I don't want to eat that much. First thing.
No, you have to eat everything. That's the point.
Okay. No, it is in fact convenience stores managed by high school girls are boring.
Huh.
The angel Linovare is convinced that blanks are for losers.
Chinos.
Light novels.
No, it's jobs. Jobs are for losers. Okay, Greg, I'll show you how to be a blank if you go out with me.
Fisherman.
Street magician.
No, it was I'll show you how to be a nerd if you go out with me.
What?
Okay, here we go. His blanks aren't just for show.
His opposable thumbs.
Made me crack up now.
His anime girl figurines aren't just for show.
Oh, Jesus.
No, his glasses aren't just for show.
Oh, so he does have poor eyesight. God love him.
And that is how you play I Can't Believe My Sister Is Around in a Stupid Podcast Quiz.
Leave my sister out of this.
Okay, it's now time for the mystery voice round.
Ooh.
In this round, I will play the team's voice clips of famous anime characters. All they have to do is tell me which character is speaking. First one's for Niall.
Moon Prism Power Makeup. I'm a klutzy schoolgirl superhero. But can you, contestants, guess who I am?
That's really good.
Niall. You know who that mystery
is? Is that Sailor Moon?
That's right. It's the voice recognizable to millions. It is Sailor Moon from the Sailor Moon show.
I just watched it last night. No, that's how I knew. Yeah.
Okay, this one's for Greg.
Hello, contestants. I am a blonde-haired, one-armed state alchemist. Just don't call me short. Yeah!
Oh, that's Full Metal Alchemist, but I can't... Edward Elric?
You are correct. It is Edward Elric, the Full Metal Alchemist himself. Okay, this one's for Dwayne.
Oh, dear.
Possessed by the spirit of an ancient Egyptian trading card collector, I am known by the catchphrase, it's time to do-do-do-do-do-do. Hold on, bear with me. Do-do-do-duel!
Do I have to name the character's name? Is it Yu-Gi-Oh, Yugi-Moto?
Yes, you're spot on. It is Yugi from Yu-Gi-Oh.
That voice is brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And here's the final one for you, Anthony.
Bring it.
Hello, Ebrinian. How are you? Fine, thank you. I wish I were a bird.
That's in my heart.
Oh, God. Somebody from Urusei Yatsura.
Oh, I'm afraid not. It is Chio's Papa from Azumanga Daioh, which you would have known if you hadn't ducked out of doing that episode.
Oh, God, Kim bit us in the arse after all.
That's some revenge quizzing right there.
And that's the end of the mystery voice round. Okay, got a new round now. It's called I Packed My Con Bag. As con season is upon us and fragile souls incapable of independent thought descend on message boards, asking what they should bring to a con. So in this round, we answer their prayers as we play a con-themed round of the popular child distraction device for long car journeys. Anthony, you can start us off. The first team to forget what they are packing loses.
Okay.
I pack my con bag and in it I put...
my Naruto head protector.
Okay. Niall.
I packed my con bag and in it I put my Naruto headband and my revolver.
Oh, you've already lost. He said head protector, not head.
Ah, for God's sake.
Naruto head protector.
Well, that was
a headband bad. Protect your head? I don't know.
I'm willing to give them another bone here.
No, give them another go. Okay, right. Greg, you can start us off this time.
Okay, I pack my con bag and in it I put my horrible cheap plastic katana.
Okay. Dwayne.
I packed my con bag and in it I put my horrible cheap plastic katana and my cardboard armor.
I'm already lost.
Anthony.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't. I put my con bag in it. I put my horrible cheap plastic katana and my cardboard armor.
Niall.
Did I get that? Yeah.
Oh, and what are you going to add to it?
Oh yeah, I was just making sure I got it right. As and my hentai manga.
Niall.
I have my con bag and put my horrible cheap plastic katana, my cardboard armor, my hentai manga, and my 20 kilograms of sweets.
Greg.
I pack my con bag and in it I put my horrible cheap plastic katana, my cardboard armor, my hentai manga, my 20 kilogram bag of sweets, and a box of Kleenex.
Dwayne.
Oh, Jesus. I packed my con bag and in it I put my horrible cheap plastic katana, my cardboard armor. What was the next one? Jesus. This is hard. Damn, I've forgotten. I remember the fourth, but not the third.
Okay. It was hentai
manga.
And that's how it is. So, obviously, don't need to pack that much to go to a con.
No. Your ID and a toothbrush. That's all you need.
And your gun. Don't forget your gun.
As this episode hits the internet, the Evolution Championship Series is taking place in Las Vegas, Nevada. But do not fear. You're not going to miss out on the thrill of esports by listening to this podcast. as we at Dynamite in the Brain continue to innovate and bring you Pod Sports. Or, as we are calling it to avoid confusion with the podcast actually called Pod Sports, P-Sports.
Oh, I like it.
That sounds worse.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
All the thrills.
He wants the golden medal for this P-Sports.
All the thrills of electronic sports in your ears. Okay, so stepping up to the Oki first is Anthony Askew.
Oh.
So all you need to say is up or down.
Hold on. Up. Down. Up. Is this, am I doing it right?
1 point to you.
What is happening?
Up.
2 points to you.
Up, up, up.
I don't know what's going on. Is it still me? Up. Up. Down.
3 points to you.
Yes.
What?
That's right.
Up, down.
Down, down. Down. A little bit more up.
And you're out. That's 3 points, Anthony. So you're on three. Okay. Next up to the Oki is Niall.
What?
Right, Niall, you're next up. So it's up or down as you play.
All right.
P-Sports!
Woo!
Gross.
Let's go!
Okay. Up.
1 point to you.
Down.
Serving again. Oh, you're out. 1 point only.
Oh, he didn't call. Is that because he didn't go up or down?
Greg.
Yep.
Step into the arena for P-Sports!
The octagon.
Loosening my shoulders up.
Okay. Up or down? Greg, up or down?
Up. Up. Up.
No points to Greg.
Dog! You need to go back in the train and back into the line.
You enter.
I don't know what's happening right now.
P-Sports!
Besides the fact that it's called that, yes. Down?
Okay.
Well played.
What's, am I supposed to keep going? I don't know what...
1 point to you.
Okay. I'm going to pick down again then.
Oh, what a ball.
Oh, only 1 point. So, Anthony and DITB are currently in the lead, 3-2. Back to you, Anthony. Oh, as you went on to the court for P-Sports!
I don't know. Okay.
Keep saying up and down like your life depends on it, man.
Well, yeah, it's a very fast pace. That's how I got 3 points. Yeah. Don't tell the pros how to play.
Yeah.
Jesus, I've been practicing with this all
year. Make big money at P-Sports if you practice.
Yeah. Them. Exactly.
Yeah,
I've got a quick job to do it, but right. Tell us when I can start.
Start.
Up. Up again.
You're out.
Oh.
Okay, Niall, you're back into the arena for your second round of P-Sports. So up or down?
Up.
Okay. Greg.
Okay, ready? Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Down. Up. Up.
Oh, you're out. But that's another 3 points, so...
Yeah.
You're up to six for your team. So, Dwayne, it's up to you now. Can you pull it back?
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to need to get 5 points here.
5 points.
Ridiculous. All right.
Precious too much.
I still don't know what's happening, but okay.
I'll tell you what's happening, Dwayne. P-Sports!
Oh. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, up. Ready. Down. Up, down. Up. Down. Up. Oh!
How many points did you get? How many points?
It's a point to you.
1 point.
Yeah.
Up. Down. Down. Up.
Another point to you.
Down. Yes. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up. Down. Up.
Another point to you. It's a tense game here.
Was that another point? The crowd are going nuts. down on the street.
Another point.
Down. Up. Down. Up. Down.
Oh!
So
close, it's a draw.
Oh, that's even better.
It's a tiebreak mode. Who approves of your team are you going to send up for the tiebreak, Dwayne?
Oh, well, Jesus, not me. I've been terrible.
You put you guys to a draw. That's pretty good. Okay, well, I'll go then.
The only research that worked for me was the watching, what you call it, all weekend. Yeah, whatever.
Simple goal. You're our Weapon X,
okay,
Greg.
Up.
Down. Oh, you lost.
Up.
So the winner's Dwayne and Niall.
Hey,
I guess.
Esports champions. Okay, and that brings us to our final round. When did people give a hoot about? In this final round, we test the team's memory by asking them to remember when anime was first released in Japan. If they get it wrong, the next contestant gets a guess. This time, as we are sweltering in the summer heat, we have a list of summer-themed anime.
Oh.
And as Anthony's team is currently losing, he gets to go first.
It's what?
Okay.
Hit me.
Anthony, your first one, and these aren't, unlike how regular what times we do these could be from any year, they're not in a set.
So just to check, it'll be me, then Greg.
It'll be you.
If I fail, it'll go off to Niall and Dwayne. Got you.
Okay. The first one for you, Anthony, is Pikachu's Summer Festival, which was released with the Pokemon movie Destiny Deoxys.
Which movie was that? What number?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 2006.
Incorrect. Secrets of the Sailor Madness. Chance to steal.
Let's see. 2011? Oh, okay. I'll let you go.
2008.
It was 2004, I'm afraid.
Mm.
Okay. Now to Dwayne. Pikachu's Summer Vacation, which came out with Pokemon the first movie.
I've seen that film.
2000?
Incorrect.
I've no idea when that film came out.
Greg's got this.
Oh, 1998.
You are correct.
Well played, Gregory.
Yeah.
Point for your team. And now it's your question, Greg.
Yeah.
Cyber Team in Akihabara, 2011 Summer Vacations movie.
2011?
That is incorrect.
Oh.
Over to the Secrets of the Sailor Madness.
Oh, dear.
Cyber Team in Akihabara, 2011 Summer Vacations movie.
What do you think about 2012?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah, sure, go.
Yeah, sure.
I know it's wrong, we'll go on now.
Oh, but if you don't forget, pick a different one.
Ooh. 98.
Okay.
Well, no, 99.
You're correct, Niall. Yes, 1999.
Wow. Just to check, can these years overlap?
They can, yes.
Okay, that's good. Damn it.
Okay, now it's Niall's question. My Summer with Koo. The film about Koo hanging out with a kappa for the summer. I didn't get any of that.
Yeah, me neither.
2000...
I got the 2000 part.
Do not understand, Robo Niall. Please repeat answer.
2001.
Incorrect.
Crystal Queen.
Okay, chance to steal it. Dynamite in the brain.
What do you reckon, Greg?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's going to be earlier than 2000. I think it's going to be pre-millennium. What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, how long can we go back with this? Like 1960?
Go all the way back.
Oh, 72?
No, 2007.
Very close.
Damn it.
Okay. Back to Anthony. Kimagure Orange Road, Summer's Beginning movie.
2005.
That is incorrect. Over to the secrets.
I'm just guessing now. Printed out 1990?
No, 1996.
Okay.
Okay, and Dwayne.
Right.
Candy, Candy. Candy is Summer Vacation.
Candy, Candy, Candy Summer Vacation, or Candy, Candy.
It's Candy, Candy.
Candy Summer Vacation.
Colon. Candy Summer Vacation.
That's very important.
It's a movie.
Oh, dear. Let's see. 2000.
Nope. Dynamite in the Brain.
Go for it, Greg.
2002.
No, 1977.
Oh, it's an oldie.
Okay, Greg. Tenchi yeah. Muyo, Midsummer's Eve, also known as Tenchi Muyo 2, Daughter of Darkness.
I'll go with 1997.
You are spot on.
Wow, Greg.
Yeah.
High five.
Okay, Niall. Summer Wars.
What year did it? 2010.
Incorrect.
Damn it. I buy a quiz note that it was earlier then.
That's a year either. It's got to be a year either side.
Go earlier.
2009?
You are correct.
Yes, well played, yeah. Greg. High five.
Who needs P Sports?
Anthony.
Yes.
When did Nasu Summer in Andalusia come out?
Ooh. 87.
Incorrect.
Hmm. 92? Oh, right. You better guess.
I'm going to guess 2003.
You are correct. It's 2003.
No way.
Educated guess, you will find.
Okie doke, Dwayne.
Right.
Digi Carrot Summer Special.
What year did it come out? It's worth a try, come on.
You almost got an answer.
Digi Carrot. is that a recent thing? I don't even know. 2008?
Incorrect.
Any ideas, Greg?
I'm thinking. Digi Carrot. 2004.
No, it was 2000.
No.
Okay. Greg, last one for you.
Yeah.
Holic the Movie.
Holic the Movie.
A Midsummer's Night's Dream.
That's got to be 2004, I think. I'm going to go 2004 again.
Nope.
Oh.
Hmm.
It's 2010, I think.
Is that your final answer?
Is it? 2010?
No, it was 2005.
Oh, very cool.
Almost there.
Niall, final one for you. Milky Holmes Summer Special.
Bradley Whitman.
What did that crap come out? 2011.
You are correct. So it's a draw.
Oh.
So what was the final? Is there another round?
No, that's it. Oh. We have drawn this 100th episode.
Was it actually a draw?
It's actually
Rivalry
a draw.
Will stand.
A draw.
Wow.
No, it's grand. We'll rematch on episode 200. It'll be grand.
Yes.
See you then.
Peace, sports.
Oh, dear.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.